This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sorry, Tony, I missed the update. Did you give an update on the injured shoe?
No, I did not give an update on the injured shoe yet. I'm sorry.
I don't know why you keep ignoring the top story of the day, which is Zion Williamson's injured shoe.
Sorry. I did, however, talk to a head of a PR firm here in town, just to get a reaction to how Nike's responded to everything and what they've done. And this person said, look, Nike's done everything correctly that you're supposed to do in a situation like this, but their image is going to take a hit, and who knows what happens from this point forward.
It's such a short-term hit, though.
Sure.
I mean, this is something that's going to be rectified real quick. The second that he signs his shoe deal with Nike, stock will go back up.
Right.
Look, the stock probably, wherever it is now at 83 or something like that, in 2 weeks, it'll probably be right back where it was.
Right.
Maybe even by the end of tomorrow, it could be right back where it was. I don't think this is a devastating blow to Nike.
Look, the moment he steps back on the court, this whole thing just blows over. But he's got to get back on the court first. Until that happens, people are still going to think about the blown shoe and Nike. Once he gets back on the court,
It's the injured shoe.
I'm sorry, the injured shoe.
I think that shoe's career is over.
I know, it's devastating.
It's a career-ending injury for the shoe.
That's why I want the update. I mean, because I do think it's a career-ending injury to the shoe.
What has been your most epic sports equipment fail? Because I've got two, okay? One is in the middle of a hockey game. I broke a skate blade.
Ooh.
Where at first you don't know what happened. Like your skate, my blade kind of snapped where it screws into the boot. And so the blade was like hanging down. And I'm like, why can't I skate? What's wrong? And then I turn and look, and like the blade is hanging. And so now I'm like pushing off one foot trying to get to the bench. And my night was done. Ooh. The other was with a 3-wood off a tee.
Yeah.
Smack, and the head just went flying down the fairway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably qualifies my most epic sports equipment fail.
Mine was, I believe it was 2006.
Okay.
18th tee at Arcadia Bluffs. First time I was playing Arcadia Bluffs ever.
Yeah.
My annual golf trip. The first time I was on this golf trip with these guys. Very excited. I had just gotten this new driver, the Cleveland Launcher 400. Had gotten it.
New?
It was me. I played 3 rounds of golf before this round with it. And I was crushing the ball with it. I'm like, this is the greatest driver I've ever hit in my life. This is awesome. And I go up and on that tee box, and I swing, and the club head went about 50 yards in front of me. Totally gone. And I that was my driver for the weekend. I didn't have any backup, so I have to hit 3-wood the rest of the week or whatever. But I went over, picked up the club head, and had it for about 10 years. And then a few years ago, I decided to go ahead and get the club reshafted with that one.
And
I laughed at looking at how small that club head is now compared to the club heads of today's golf. And yet, that's the one I used. I used it towards the end of last year because I was hitting it really well.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. More accurate. I wasn't hitting it all that long, but the accuracy was much better.
Anything ever happened with you, Tio?
Two. Yeah. I was playing catcher. I had to be about 12 or 13 years old.
Yeah.
And I got a little too close to the batter, and he swung for the fences, and I got hit right in the head with the backswing.
Oh.
And
that explains a lot.
It really does. That hurt a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of sports related. There was a game I was covering in the Metrodome, and I dropped my pad that I carried around, and I bent to pick it up, and my pants split from
his pants.
Yes. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Well, it's because all that sausage juice stuff in your pants.
This pepperoni, let's be clear.
Call it what you want.
You Didn't you have like somebody from the Lions got you some of like the coaching pants or something?
You want to know who, extensions?
Yeah, but you want to know whose pants they were?
Yes.
Do I?
Joe Cullen's.
Well, true he wasn't using
true
them.
True story. I'm swearing, true story. No, it's a true story. I looked in there and the initials are JC. It's Joe Cullen. Yes.
You can't make up a better story than that.
It was great.
Joe Cullen, who famously went through the Wendy's drive-thru without pants.
He thought it was funny after I told him later. So
the story about you using his pants.
Yes, the story about, no, not the Wendy. No, the using his pants. That was the funny part.
Sure, we're clarifying that.
Let's be clear.
Kang, what about you? Do you ever have any epic sports equipment failures?
No, my equipment's strong, guys. Strong like bull. Nothing wrong here. Equipment's good, man.
Your shoe never suffered a career-ending injury?
No, not that I mean, no. Maybe as a kid, nothing in the, you know, regulated sports or anything like that, but or organized sports, but like on the kickball field, I'm sure, because you know the kickball fields. I mean, they're not, you don't have the Tigers, you know, Comerica Park crew out there working on those things. I mean, they're rough at times, right?
Very,
I mean, they're
rough.
Really rough. And you're not wearing the best shoes at times. It's something you've been wearing all year long. And I mean, you always have a shoe blowout at some point there. But
I have a feeling there's one that's happened to a lot of people that happened to me. And that was, you know, the Nike with the air pockets. I burst an air pocket. So every time I took a step after that,
it makes a farting noise.
The shoe just kind of went squish, squish, squish that everybody could hear. It was really irritating.
I can remember like playing basketball at somebody's house with like a brand new basketball or shooting hoops. And then if you missed the shot and the ball went down and hit the base of the basket, which wasn't just a tall pole. It was like almost like an I-beam, but it had sharp corners on it.
Oh boy!
And a lot of people would put tape on the corners to not make it so sharp, because when the ball hit it,
Really?
Popped a basketball.
That sounds dangerous.
Well, only because it is.
248-539-9797. You tell us, when did you have an epic sports equipment fail? Looks like Zion's going to be okay. And if you miss a show, I mean, we weren't 5 minutes in before we started talking about what is the Zion shoe going to be called when he signs with Nike? Because there's no doubt that they're going to spin this positively.
Evan had an epic fail.
Sports equipment?
Well, it was his leg. It wasn't sports equipment.
Oh, when his leg snapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
While playing hoops.
Yeah, that was a good.
I did buy a pair of golf shorts that were, I was once upon a time a 34, and now I'm a 36, but I wore those 34s out on the course, blew the button on the third hole, and it was the worst round of golf. I mean, it just totally went.
Do you have a belt on at least?
No, because they were so tight, I didn't need the belt.
Sounds like you were, you say you were a 34. It sounds like you were a 36 trying to fit into a 34.
Well, I was a 34 when I bought them, which was years ago. And I was like, oh, this is, you know.
Hey, these shorts are still there. What have you learned from this?
Buy pants bigger than I need
them. Well, there's that. But here's the other thing, because.
No, let's go with buy pants bigger than you need them. Let's do that from here on out.
Believe it or not, this has happened to me at some point in life. But I learned from it. Here's what I learned. Always wear a belt.
Well, now I do, yes.
That's what you learn.
Every time, no matter what.
So in case you have the blowout of the button, you
so
can still
mad.
Get the pants up.
And it was a hot day, too, so I'm sweaty. My pants are falling down.
Now, to be fair, I learned a lesson to always wear a belt after I was being chased by the police in East Lansing running down Grand River, and my pants kept falling down, and I had to keep hiking them back up. But that's a whole different story.
Did you get away from the police?
Yeah, right up to the point where I stopped and I laughed and I was saying to my friend, I go, what are we running from? We don't even know if anybody's chasing us. And then we hear, freeze, don't move. My hands went straight up. My pants almost went straight down.
What was the result of this?
Well, I they let
did
me
we,
go.
Did
and,
we ever hear this story?
Yeah, I'm sure I've told this story before.
I'm not sure. was this over?
Friend of mine and I were after a late night of, you know, going out to the bar. We went to Pinball Pete's.
Mm-hmm.
We're hanging at Pinball Pete's and playing some video games. And then we decided, hey, let's go to Top Dog, which I don't know if it's still there. I don't think it's still there.
Basement
of Top. We're going to go to Top Dog and grab something to eat. My friend says, oh, wait, I got to go to the bathroom first. And we were in the alley next to Pinball Pete's rather than going to the.
Instead of going to the bathroom.
Instead of actually
went.
Going into. Yeah. Well, we both did.
Yeah,
there was a light that kind of shined on us from a distance, and we're like, what the hell is that? I don't know. Then we went down to the basement to go to Top Dog, ordered our food, and then my friend goes, you don't think I was a cop, do you? I'm like, I don't know, maybe? And we said, let's go. And we'd already ordered, but we hadn't paid for the food yet. We just, kept going over through the straight through the restaurant and up the stairs the other side, which and opened up on the Grand River. And then we started running on Grand River. We got all the way to basically where the Land Shark is. So we ran, I think, maybe a couple blocks. It wasn't far. And then I was laughing because I kept having to hike my pants up because I didn't have a belt on. And the pants kept falling down. And I said, what are we doing? And then we heard, freeze, don't move. And my hands went up. And nobody touched me. But the cops immediately grabbed my friend, threw him up against the glass window of, I believe it was Jacobson's at the time. And cuffed him and stuffed him in the car. There were 5 police officers there and 2 different cop cars that were there. We're like, are you kidding me? And they took him away. And I'm talking to the cops. I'm like, what are you doing? What happened here? And he goes, we saw him. He was urinating in the alley. And and my friend had gone through a little rough spell. There were a couple instances in a row where he got into some trouble. So I actually tried to take the blame for him. I said, listen, dude, we were both doing the same thing. If you need to throw somebody in the clink, take me. He needs a break. He's got to have a break. And the guy said, didn't see you do it. I'm like, I'm telling you that I did it. And after a couple back and forth, and then I started to get lippy with a cop because I figured, why not? Nothing's going to happen. And then the guy lights up a cigarette and says to his buddy, I earned this. And I said, yeah, you earned that. You chased my fat ass down Grand River. I stopped. So that's how you caught us. I stopped running. Nice job. Yeah, light it up. Enjoy it.
Did you get thrown into the
No,
back?
But then he said, you know, one more word out of you. You better just walk home. This is your last warning. So I walked home and waited for the call from my friend to come bail him out of jail.
That is one of the most noble / stupid stories you've ever told. You were both noble and stupid.
Yes. Oh, I understand it.
Yeah.
But part of me, and I rarely do things like this, part of me was doing that just to see about the experience.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds like something I would do.
Well, I don't think he's going to jail for the experience. The overnight jail. I mean, the East Lansing Police Department where they throw you in your own little, you know, 8x8 cell or whatever it is.
All right. What is your sports equipment fail like Zion had last night? Carson Anderson, 97.1. Yeah, now everybody's
thoughts
debating.
And prayers to the shoe.
And to the national park.
Seriously.
In Utah?
Yeah.
Zion National Park.
If you missed it earlier, Carlos Boozer tweeted Zion National Park in Utah, wishing sending prayers and wishing that it feels better, which is hilarious. And Zion National Park responded saying, yeah, we got some snow, but we'll be good.
It can make life. Zion Williams, it's a mild sprain. They say it hopefully won't be that bad at all. He may be able to come back and play in the ACC tournament or in the NCAA tournament.
I did feel a little bit robbed as a fan. It was like remember that Alabama-Texas game, the national championship, where was it Colt McCoy got hurt in the first series of the game, and Alabama then just rolled Texas. Texas had no shot after that.
A little robbed, Doug? I think a lot robbed. Mm-hmm. You know how many people probably just tuned out, 10 minutes later maybe when it started to become like, whoa, they are still shell-shocked and might not have a chance in this game and turn out to be a blowout?
Yeah. I kept expecting Duke shot so poorly in the first half that I was like, they'll make a run here. And when they got down low, it was 20, 22 points in the second half. I'm like, all right, I'm done.
I'm really concerned about Duke. They only have 2 more lottery picks that are healthy on this team currently right now for the upcoming draft, let alone for future drafts. But they have 2 guys right now. I mean, RJ Barrett and Cameron Reddish, they're going to have to step it up.
About the other 2 McDonald's All-Americans man? Dude, I mean, I don't what are
know.
They going to do?
I don't know. And every year, you know, this school, somehow they're able to replace, 5-star talent with 5-star talent. Yeah, I have not one iota of sympathy for Duke.
Thoughts and prayers with the program, huh?
Yeah. I feel bad for Zion Williamson. Seems like a good kid, and I don't want him to be hurt. And by all accounts, he's not terribly hurt, and he'll be just fine. But that program, not at all. And seeing all this doom and gloom about it last night, where they're just getting clowned on by North Carolina, who also has a ton of talent, but it's not the same high-end talent that Duke has. And if you tell me that any other team in the country is going to have 2 lottery picks on the roster, top 5 picks, not just lottery, top 5 picks, after this injury, I mean, you'd think they're still going to be very competitive. And they weren't. They got clowned on at home in front of the former president.
Before we get to your phone calls, on a serious note, it's the Paul George 2.5s that Zion was wearing. And they are a lighter shoe, not as heavily and durably constructed. I suspect Zion won't be wearing those again. And I suspect the 280-pound players that are, you know, play the game like he do probably shouldn't. Although Darren Revelle just tweeted out, the shoe that Zion wore last night is discounted between 4.5% and 16% on Nike's website, depending on color. 248-539-9797. Let's get to your open line calls. Kurt in New Boston, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right.
I've got a pretty good malfunction story when it comes to sports equipment.
Yeah.
Throwing it back to middle school, which really isn't that far ago for me. But eighth grade football, I'm going to be honest with you, I wasn't the best football player, wasn't always the biggest, wasn't always the strongest. And do you remember those old chin straps, the flimsy ones that are basically like fabric?
Yep.
Okay. So that's what we were given with our Rydell helmets, which looked like the 1960s. And do you remember the shoot drills as well, where you'd go underneath and, you know, try to hit the guy and coaches would go nuts, stuff like that? So there's this kid named Cobb, the biggest, baddest kid on the team. No one wants to step up and go into the shoots with him. I decide, you know what, I'm going to get in there and give this a shot.
Way to step it up, Kurt.
My fabric chin strap. I'm feeling confident. Everyone's like, let's go, Kurt, get in there. Get into the shoot, whistle blows. Next thing I know, I'm on the ground backwards, about 3 yards from where the shoot occurred. Get up, undo my chin strap, and everyone's looking at me like horrified. Like, what is going on here? Go into the locker room, look in the mirror, and my chin is purple. And pretty much I get the nickname Purple Chin for the rest of the football season because my bruise is that big.
So that's a terrible nickname.
That 99-cent chin strap. Didn't quite do the job.
Kurt, I will tell you that the exact same thing happened to me in eighth grade when I was playing football and I was on the defensive line in practice one day, and I got past the blocker real easily, and the running back for our team was the star player in our team, and he ran over me. I held on and made the tackle in the backfield, but he just destroyed me right over me, and my chin also was black and blue for a week. I didn't blame it on the chin strap. For me, I blamed it on the face mask, which then when I look back at it, the face mask didn't even cover my chin. So if my head is up a little bit, whammo, I took it on the chin. Nobody called me Purple Chin, though.
Hey, but you'll always remember you made the tackle.
I did.
So the equipment fail for you is the chin strap. All right, I'm making sure it's clear. Let's go to Thomas in Westland. Hi, Thomas.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
All right, Thomas.
All right, so I'm a bowler. This was about 9 years ago now. Went to throw my spare ball at a quarter pin, made it about three quarters down the lane into the gutter, and the ball bounced out, leaving a quarter of the ball spinning on the lane. What was left of the ball knocked out the pin, and the ball came back with a quarter of the ball missing.
How the hell did that happen?
Huh.
The only thing I can think of is it maybe caught the head of a screw or a broken off screw that was hanging out, but the bowling alley replaced the ball. It just wasn't, it was a different manufacturer.
Did you say that was your backup bowling ball?
That was my spare ball, my hard plastic one, the one that don't hook.
Well, that's kind of nice. You get a new ball out of it.
I did, yeah. But you know, 9 years ago now, so.
Yeah,
well, some history, though.
I can't imagine there's too many stories of bowling balls breaking.
Well, there's a video on YouTube of a professional bowler named Chris Barnes ripping his interchangeable thumb system out of the ball. It just came detached from the ball.
Really?
And then, the super glue doesn't hold after a while. There's every once in a while, you'll see guys with grips. They'll pull the grip out, and they'll go bouncing down the lane.
Well, there you go. 248-539-9797. Cam is on a cell, and he's next. Hi, Cam.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's your Zion moment?
I'm a baseball player, and last year I made about 25, 26 starts, and in five of them, I blew out my front spike.
Wait a sec. In 25 or 26 games, you broke five shoes?
Five front spikes. It was the same spike every time.
So are these screw-ins or are these like the metal?
These are metal spikes. One happened in spring training, like my first start, and then my last one start happened maybe my last start of the season.
How did you manage to do that?
I've been wearing that brand for the past 3 years, and I've loved it. And they've changed the models up a little bit, and something weird with the way I land, I guess, was snapping them.
Who do you play for, Cam?
I'm in the Pirates organization.
Okay. And do you have to pay for the shoes, or do they give you replacements?
Yeah, I mean, minor leagues, you know, we're not exactly raking in the dough. So I've got an agent who had to keep sending me new cleats every other week, pretty much, it seemed like.
Wow. Well, at least the agent's paying for them?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. Glad to hear that. Well, good luck.
Yeah, good luck, man.
You might need to think about changing your shoe choice.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to look into that here as we get going.
It isn't the same company that Zion's with, is it?
It is not.
Okay, so you're with New Balance then, because they do all the rest of the baseball.
Exactly, yep.
They do all the rest of the baseball cleats. 248-539-9797. Pat is next. Hi, Pat.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Pat.
Calling with my equipment malfunction. I was playing peewee hockey, and our goalie had long hair, so he wore a bandana to keep hair out of his eyes. I always thought that was cool. So I didn't have long hair. I just wanted to wear the bandana. So threw it on one game. It worked for a while. One game plays down in the other end. My bandana starts coming down in front of my eyes. And, of course, I've got the hockey helmet with the full face mask. Got hockey gloves, hockey stick. I try to nudge it up to get out of my eyes. Of course, the play turns around, starts coming down our end. And as I'm skating backwards, hockey helmet pushes the bandana in front of my eyes. Can't see anything. At this point, I can't even find my way to the bench. So that was a little embarrassing. I was just skating in circles trying to find the bench.
So you had a bandana on your head that came to and basically blindfolded yourself.
Exactly. I just blindfolded myself in the middle of the ice in the middle of the hockey game. So a little embarrassing.
All because the bandana your goalie had looked cool.
Yeah, I wanted to be cool. And well, I think I still looked fairly cool.
Yeah, as you blindly couldn't find your bench.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, see ya.
Every swimmer has had this happen in a meet at some point. And that is when you dive in to start your race, the goggles will have either slipped and fallen down, or they've immediately filled up with water. Every swimmer has gone
through. Now that you mention that, so what do you do? Once the race has started, you're screwed, right?
Well, some guys will just rip them off and keep going, and girls too. Or you just finish at the race, depending on how long the race is.
Then what's the point of having goggles to begin with?
Well, you learn how to dive in without that happening.
Every time.
No, not at all. Every swimmer has had it happen at least once.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.